The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, November-December 2018. The theme of this issue is A Reader's Simple Guide to Revelation. In the beginning, the book of Revelation adds a beautiful touch to the New Testament by outlining the future of God's plan from the Apostle John's time onward. Seeing its prophetic predictions come true brings us to our knees in humble adoration and trust in our Heavenly Father. Revelation 1, Introduction, introduces us to the author, God, the messenger, Jesus, and the imprisoned writer, Apostle John. Revelation 2 and 3, the seven churches suggests the messenger to each church, a time frame for each church, and a probable meaning of each message. Revelations 4 and 5, hidden for two ages, suggests a spiritual view of the plan of God, including the 24 elders, the four living ones, and the Lamb as though it had been slain. Revelation 6, 1 through 8, the seven seals shows a progression of doctrine that was revealed to the Gospel Age Church and identifies the only one worthy to open the seals. The seven trumpets suggest the effect that each of the church's seven messengers has on the world of mankind. Revelation 12 and 14, the woman, the beasts, and the harvest details almost 2,000 years of the persecutions of the church, the conflict between papacy and civil government, and the harvest of the gospel age. Revelation 15 through 16. The seven last plagues uncover how the Exodus, the siege of Jericho, and Solomon's temple typify God's judgments against this present evil world. Revelation 17 and 18, Babylon's sins and judgment reveals the great whore of Babylon, papacy, and its comprehensive judgment. Revelation 19 through 20, a wonderful change is at hand, describes how the saints view the end of the gospel age as a time of promise, anticipating the reconciliation work before them. Revelation 21 and 22. It is done brings to life these two beautiful descriptions of the kingdom of God and muses on the impact that this time of peace, righteousness, and restoration will have on mankind of all nations. Revelation 22, concluding counsel, deals the final admonition and blessing of the Apostle John. This was to be heard at the Apostle John's time, strengthening the church for the difficult and narrow way ahead of it. For the feet members of the church at the end of the gospel age, the revelation of Jesus Christ provides meaning in suffering, clarity of purpose, and confidence in waiting. The monumental work of reconciliation is just before us. Let us work toward it as we watch the unfolding of the magnificent kingdom of God.